Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Sorry, it sounds like we got a lot of background noise. Not surprising. Got lots of people on the line, so I'm just going to go ahead and put the call into presentation mode. I'll leave the beeps on just for another couple seconds here. We're just getting to the top of the hour. Great to hear those who did get an opportunity to introduce yourselves. Sorry that we can't keep the lines open, but welcome to the call. This is our Tuesday night training call. My name is David Litt. We'll get started here in just a minute or two. Call's getting recorded. And it's going to be a fun call. We're going to be talking about the five common mistakes that promoters make as they're sharing the Purium business. And for those of you who are promoters on the line here tonight, hopefully you'll get some specific ideas of things not to do, which is, you know, exactly the opposite of what you should be doing. So if I say something about something you shouldn't be doing, then that gives you an idea of what you should be doing. And we'll focus a lot on the positive, not just on the negative, of course, but just sometimes it's good to look at it the other way around and see a problem a different way. So I hope you get a lot of value out of tonight's call. Glad that you're listening in. We're going to get started here in just a moment. I'm going to turn off the beeps. Call is being recorded. So we're going to go ahead. Why don't we? We're just past the top of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and get this call started. So glad you're listening in. Let me turn off those beeps, and I'll be right back. All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. So glad that you're on the line here this evening. We're going to do a new training. It's the five common mistakes that could be costing you money. Want to make sure you iron out any wrinkles in your business model, plug up those holes and those leaks, and make sure that as you're out there promoting that you've got a simple game plan and maybe a couple of things to look out for that could be, you know, potholes, pitfalls. But before we get into the training tonight, I want to make a big announcement about our big convention. So for those of you who saw the email blast, I'm sure this really stood out, that you can go to our big convention, which is in August in Dallas, Texas, and start out with just an initial payment of only $49. So we put together a payment plan that allows you to pay $49 down and then four monthly payments of $50 each. So it's a total of $249 spread out over 5 months. And we already have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who've committed to being at convention. And for those of you who are excited about joining but haven't made the commitment, now you've got a real reason to do so. So the website is PuriumBig2017.com. And we just had our first official field advisory board call today. It was absolutely dynamite. We've got some big plans for 2017. And, of course, the centerpiece of it all is that big convention. So I hope that you take advantage of it. This special is going to be available only through March 31st, $49 down, $50 a month for 4 months. You can go to our convention. It makes it easy and fun and simple. And that idea came directly from the field and was passed over to me by Riyadh Hamdi. So thanks, Riyadh, for being the spokesperson and making sure that you know, that the voice of the field got heard. And I think it's a fantastic idea, and I'm really, really excited. So, of course, we've got our unconvention coming up in April. We're going to be talking a lot more about that in February and March. So that's shaping up as well. Hundreds and hundreds of people that are already signed up for that, and definitely going to be targeting millennials, our younger promoters. There's going to be a lot of activities, and I'm going to be doing a magic show there at Unconvention, so looking forward to that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a family picnic, and events are a big part of who we are, what we do, and I love that our owners get into that as well. Dave and Amy are going to be at the Purium headquarters this upcoming Saturday, January 28th, for a high-vibe, healthy, happy hour, and we've got the whole event schedule. If you go to the MyPurium.com website and check out the events page, we even put together a social square showing when our upcoming corporate healthy happy hours are, when our high-vibe healthy happy hours are. So more and more, we're going to be promoting and sharing at our corporate office, and we can't wait till we move into our new corporate office later this year and You're going to see the high vibe and regular super healthy happy hours get even more regular and more exciting and larger. So for those who have teams in Texas, be promoting to that big convention, especially for those who have teams in Southern California, be promoting there. And we're going to be all around the country with a series called the Go Big Training Series. We're starting out in Kauai, and our Kauai event is 2 weeks from Saturday, February 4th. But watch, you're going to see your event calendar fill up for March and April and going through the year as we do Go Big Training. So lots of stuff happening. We always try to keep things active and action-oriented, and that's a great way to lead into the training here tonight. So glad you're on the line. Glad you're listening in. And I'm going to be sharing what I consider five of the most common and costly mistakes that are made by promoters. And so, you know, oftentimes we talk about the positive side of things, and we'll make this call very positive, I promise you. But sometimes it's easier to look at things from the opposite side, to take a look at it from, you know, what are those mistakes so that you can stay away and avoid those. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to see that. And so I'm going to go through five different costly mistakes. And the first mistake that I want to share here tonight is that of low belief. And when I talk about low belief, I'm talking about low belief in the product, low belief in your team, low belief in the company, low belief in the industry, low belief in yourself. And all you need is low belief in any one of those things, and it's going to be like a ball and chain around your ankle, around your business. So you can have amazing, positive, super high 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 belief in the product. You can have an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10 belief in your team, an 11 with the company, an 11 with the industry, and if you have a 5 belief level in yourself, then you're not going to be a 10 or an 11, you're going to be a 5. Because it's really, you're only as strong as your weakest link. If you imagine this is a chain, and this chain is what's holding your business together, and it's that belief level that allows you, it frees you up to go out and share and to go out and promote. So, you know, that's, to me, one of the biggest differences between those that are successful promoters and those that are not successful promoters, is that the successful promoters just have an amazingly high level of belief in all parts of their business. So you might be saying to yourself, okay, great, that's you've identified a problem, you've identified a mistake, you've identified an issue, how do I fix it? Well, to me, the easiest and best way to fix it is to first get the information you need. So if your belief level around the industry is low, read some books, watch some videos, or better yet, talk to somebody who's been successful. Talk to one of our crowns about what their belief level is in the industry. Go find somebody like Kathy Agin, who's been in the industry for 40-plus years, and she's going to give you story after story after story of successful people she's known and met around this industry and why this industry is so powerful and exciting. So get the information you need, and then, you know, start to share and notice the experience start to change things as well. Because oftentimes we think about belief leads into action, but sometimes it's action leads into belief. Sometimes you're not sure whether these products are good or bad, and until you use them, then your belief level goes up. So, you know, action and belief is a cycle. Action and belief is a cycle, and so make sure that you have a high level of belief, and if your belief level isn't high, either get the information or take the action necessary to create a higher level of belief, and you'll watch that your business is going to cycle upward. So, you know, if somebody stood right next to you all day tomorrow and had you, you know, share the opportunity and post on Facebook and send out text messages and make phone calls and set up meetings and whatever, you'd be successful, but it's your belief level that oftentimes will slow down your willingness to take action, which leads us into number two. And our number two common mistake is low action. So low belief leads into low action. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a whole bunch of text messages from people saying they can't get onto the call. So luckily our call is getting recorded, so let me just double check and make sure that the bridge is not locked. It does not look like it's locked. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to continue onward. So low level of belief can turn into low level of action. And so, you know, you need to have a high level of action to have a high level of success. And so, you know, it's not whether you do this business high tech or high touch. If you can do it high tech and high touch, then boy, you can have great, great success. You know, we've got so many different ways to promote, so many different ways to share. We've got group cleanses. We have healthy happy hours. We have live streaming parties, you know, and being able to go out and promote and to be proactive with the creation of your list and to be creative with the creation of your list and to constantly be adding to your network notebook to add to your list on a regular basis and to be out on social media looking for people who are looking for solutions. That's high action level. And the thing that's beautiful about, you know, having high action level is that it gets easier and easier to have more action. It's like another cycle. It's like that, you know, way to spin. Just like the belief in action level is a cycle, action in action is a cycle as well. It creates your own personal momentum when you're in lots of action, and people can feel when you're in lots of action. When you're talking to lots of people, when you're excited about what's happening, when new people are signing up, when things are popping, when people are asking questions, when people want to try the product, when they want to learn about the you know, they want to see a video and they want to use a gift card, you know, it gets easier to create more action. And so, you know, take that action, create that action, and then number three is turn it into momentum. And so one of the common mistakes that happens is even if your belief level is high, even if your action level starts high, that you miss out on momentum, that you miss out either on the timing of the season or the momentum that's happening in your business. And, you know, right now is the best time of year. It's resolution season. It's yes season. And we're in the thick of it. If you turn on the TV right now, there's Weight Watchers commercial after Jenny Craig commercial after Nutrisystem commercial after Weight Watchers commercial. People are looking to eat healthy. You're seeing all kinds of products that are promoting eating healthy. And then you're seeing lots of commercials about doing your taxes and you know, all those things that are related to money and income. So this is the time of year right now where it gets easiest for people to say yes. And so it's, you know, the time that you want to be taking advantage of the action and activity that people are willing to promote to. But not only that, it's also your own consistency. So you could have high belief level and high action level, but miss out on momentum because you're not consistent. You're not consistent with your follow-up. You're not consistent with leading somebody through a process. And that lack of consistency can be a common mistake that people have, that they do enough to look like they're working, but not enough to get the result. And that's the thing that's different about being an entrepreneur versus being an employee. Is as an entrepreneur, it's all about results. It's all about helping to move people forward through a process and help people to get started right and help people have success on the products and help people, help people, help people. And it's all about the result. And so it's not about, you know, moving things around in your planner, moving things around on your schedule. It's about moving people forward in a process. And so, you know, low momentum, inconsistent activity, or the missed opportunity of when the company is really in motion to not take advantage. So we're in motion because of the live streaming parties that we're doing, the skinny hormone adiponectin discovery that we've just had, the dream trips that we've just put in place. You know, so there's lots of promotions and activities and campaigns that are happening right now that are tools for you to take advantage of. And don't miss the momentum. Don't miss the timing of the season and the positive stuff that's happening. That's a common mistake, which leads right into our next one, which is confused systems. So your belief level is high, you're excited about the product, you're excited about the team, you're excited about the company, you're excited about the industry, you're excited about yourself, your why is big, your plan is big, you know what you're going to do and where you're going to be, and you're ready to take action, and then you take action. And you're promoting high tech and you're promoting high touch, you're sharing with the phone app, you're getting people on group cleanses, you're, you know, promoting these great new live streaming parties, you're doing healthy happy hours, you're plugged in, you're excited, you're proactive, you're talking to new people, you're talking to people you talked to last year, and then suddenly good things start to happen and you're creating momentum. You're starting to see, you know, new action, new enrollments. You know, you're excited about the skinny hormone. You're excited about our dream trips. You're excited about our big convention. But then suddenly you get bogged down with confused systems. You're not sure which video to lead somebody to. You're not sure which pack to enroll somebody with. You're not sure whether you should or shouldn't put somebody on backup order. You're not sure how to use the phone app, right? You're not sure how to post on Facebook. You're not sure. So it's important that, you know, that you simplify down your promoting systems, you simplify down your training systems, you simplify down your enrollment systems, and make sure that you keep things as simple as possible and as efficient as possible, A to B and B to C and C to D. Most people do this business part-time. I'm sure most of you on this line do this business part-time. I'm sure that most of the people that you're enrolling do this business part-time. So you just want to constantly be looking at your systems, be constantly figuring out ways to make things easier, to say things easier, and to utilize all of the things that are available for you to make the business easier. So that's the fourth, you know, mistake that I see people make, is that they confuse their systems. They're focused on things that are, you know, that are not as relevant now as they were a year or two or three ago. They're focused on things that, you know, that are not providing income-producing activities. And, you know, every time that you can take a roadblock out of your way, every time you can take a speed bump out of your way, every time you can take a speed bump out of somebody else's way, you're going to make the business go faster and duplicate faster. So the fifth common mistake is becoming the issue, is feeling like you've got to do it on your own. And, you know, the beauty of this business is that we've got some amazing tools. We've got some amazing calls. We've got some amazing events. You've got an amazing upline, an amazing downline to help. And this is really a team sport. It's a team between, you know, your upline and downline, and it's a team between you and the company. And so make sure that you're utilizing the tools that are in place, that you're using the training, that you're using the resources in the back office, and that you're finding what you need and you know, helping others to do the same, using the Fast Start training, using the compensation plan, understanding the parts and pieces of your business so that you don't become the issue, that you're able to help others to succeed and empower others. And it was interesting on our field advisory board call today, the word empower came up over and over and over again as we were talking, you know, with all the field advisory board members. We were, you know, getting into, you know, what's working in the business right now. It's resolution season, and people are doing LSPs, and they're excited about the skinny hormone, and they're contacting new groups of people, and they're doing business-specific LSPs and setting up business-specific prospecting groups, and, you know, they're doing all these amazing things, doing, but really, it was empowering, because it wasn't just about what the field advisory board members are doing or what the crowns are doing or what the diamonds are doing. It's about what everyone's doing and how you can drive the business down and drive it down and drive it down and drive it down so that more and more people are empowered to get a result, empowered to get a result on the products, but empowered to get a result in the business. And then recognizing people when they have some success. And so if you become the issue, then you're not going to use the tools. You're going to want to create your own tools. You're not going to want to use the calls because you're only going to want to focus on your own calls. You're not going to want to create the events because you're going to create your own events. You're not going to use your team to do three-way calls. You're not going to go and recognize other people for their success because it's all about your success. And guess what? I've never seen somebody be successful in this industry and successful in Purion specifically when it's all about them. And that's one of the things that's beautiful about our culture and why we've had such great growth over the last 4 years, is because our leaders and our culture are all about empowering others. So I just want to recap one more time the five common mistakes that people make, and you should be taking notes and thinking about it yourself and being humble enough to make the adjustments necessary to really make sure that you're setting yourself up to go big in 2017. And the first one is low belief. So get your belief level up. You know, get your belief level up in the products, be really using the products and be a product of the product, and get your belief level up in the industry and your belief level up in yourself. Tap into your why, tap into the emotional part of your business, to tap into your game plan so that, you know, you're going to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and get your mind right. And we're already, you know, three quarters of the way or two thirds of the way through January, but we still have, you know, more than 11 months to go here in the year. So plenty of time to get your mind right and get rolling, because we're right in the thick of action time. And that's number two. Common mistake number two is not enough action. People have the whole business figured out in their brain. They're excited about the business. They can say with great confidence, I believe in the products. I believe in the company. I believe in the owners. I believe in my upline. I believe in the industry. I believe in myself, and they do nothing. And so action, 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 probably the most important and the biggest mistake. And setting your sights too low on what real action looks like. You know, this is a highly leveraged business model. The more action, the more activity, the more energy, the more excitement that you create right now, that's going to start to duplicate down. That's the blueprint. You create the blueprint. Imagine that everybody on your team does exactly what you did this week. Is that a good week or not a good week? And, you know, the bigger that you make it, the bigger it's going to be. So low action is a mistake. High action is definitely the model for success. Number three is that momentum, is being consistent, capitalizing on the time of year, capitalizing when you do have some interest from a prospect, capitalizing when you do have a new person coming onto your team, capitalizing when that new person, you know, has their first success, and making sure that you're walking yourself and walking your prospects and walking your people through step by step by step. And that goes to number four, which is systems. Keep it simple, keep it fun, know what you're promoting, know what you're saying, and constantly be getting better and better. And don't be afraid to promote, for those who are promoters, a launch pack. Don't be afraid to put somebody on backup order. Don't be afraid to tell somebody the right thing to do, or what you want them to watch, or what you want them to see, or what you want them to hear, or that you want them to go to the big convention, or that you want them to go to unconvention. Don't be afraid to tell people what you want them to do, and be a leader. That's something that's going to help you to be successful. Common mistakes are people just lay back. They don't have the systems in place. They don't have the energy level in place. And, you know, people don't follow, and people don't duplicate. And then the last one is becoming the issue. Be humble, use your tools, use your team, use your events, use your calls, and when you see people having success, let them know how much you appreciate that and who they are and what they mean to you and to your business. So those are some of the mistakes that I see and some of the solutions that I see for those mistakes. So plug into information, plug into your team, plug into the tools, see what we do. And see how well it works. So if you're finding something that's not working, you know, make sure you really look at how you're doing it, and you know, if you've seen it all the way through, then try something different. You know, sometimes I talk to people on the phone and they're saying, you know, hey, I think this is wrong. I think this should be like this. I think this should be like that. And the reality is that, you know, they haven't talked to anybody. They haven't tried anything. They haven't enrolled anybody. You know, it's the people who are working, the people who are running, the people who are making things happen. Those are the ones who see what's really wrong with the website. Those are the ones who see, hey, this could be bigger, this could be better, this could be a different tool. You know, those are the ones, when you're in action, when you're in activity, then you find challenges and you find solutions. So don't be looking for the challenges, even though this call is about mistakes. Don't be looking for the challenges. Set yourself in motion. And then see what happens. See what works. High belief, high action, high momentum and consistency, simple systems, and being humble and you know, utilizing your team and your tools and your events, and good things will happen. So I'm looking forward to getting out you know, over the next couple of months. I know that I'll be at several of the events that will be the Go Big trainings. We've got Diamond Club coming up in April. We've got Unconvention coming up in April. We've got Blue Diamond Trip in May. We've got convention, big convention, $49 down. So lots of different places to plug into, lots of different people who can help you. And I hope that you're utilizing, you know, all the tools and all the promotions that we've got in place. I mean, you know, I hope that you've enrolled 3 people here this month, three new PLC members, because I know that a couple of people are going to be going to Vail, Colorado, or they're going to be going to San Diego, they're going to be going to Disney World, they're going to be going to Vegas, they're going to be going someplace fun. So, you know, at the very least, bare minimum, if you're out there promoting, you know, make sure you enroll 3 PLC members this month. So, anyway, I hope you found some value out of this call. Hope you found, you know, 1 or 2 mistakes you can iron out, 1 or 2 leaks in the boat you can fill up, and, you know, get into action, have some fun. This is the time of year. It's never going to be easier than it is this week. So go talk to some new people and help those people that have enrolled move forward. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval is going to have a big announcement on his call. So I'm not going to share what that is, but check your email blast, you know, more different ways for you to save money, make money. We're constantly looking for different things that we can do to help you to be more successful and to have better health. So thanks for listening in tonight. I know there were a bunch of people who tried to get on the line that couldn't make it, so not sure what the problem was with the phone bridge tonight, but glad this call was recorded and glad you were with me, those who were. So thanks so much for joining. David Sandoval tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.